The proposed passenger rail service from Miami to Fort Lauderdale to West Palm and ultimately to Orlando isn't here quite yet, but designs for the rail stations are coming along. Fort Lauderdale got its first look at the all-aboard Florida train station that local officials say will transform the city with its style and architecture, not to mention its connections to the Magic City and the Magic Kingdom. Rick Stone was there for the big rollout.
Just as it's done over the last few weeks in Miami and West Palm Beach, All Aboard Florida unveiled renderings and visions of the train station that passengers will visit en route to or from Orlando on the company's proposed higher-speed rail line. The station will straddle the tracks on Northwest 2nd Street, just north of Broward Boulevard, and leave passengers within walking distance of Las Olas Boulevard, the Government Center, and the Performing Arts Center. All Aboard Florida President Michael Reiniger said all the ingredients are present.
The reality of multimodal transit integration and close proximity to key destinations are the magic characteristics that set this location up for long-term success.
The station, with its eye-catching architecture that hovers over the tracks, will occupy an unattractive downtown area that has always distressed Fort Lauderdale Mayor Jack Seiler. Nobody has wanted to build there before, but now he says...
This will be an area that will be developed and redeveloped, and they'll be talking about how it transformed not only downtown Fort Lauderdale, but northwest Fort Lauderdale.
All Aboard Florida promises an economic impact of $6 billion to the state over the next 8 years, but not all the bugs are worked out. Although plans are solid for other stations in Miami and West Palm Beach, the final link to Orlando is still awaiting a financial decision, and that depends on a positive environmental impact statement from the state. But All Aboard Florida says even without Orlando, a rail line from Miami to West Palm Beach would still be a robust business. I'm Rick Stone in Fort Lauderdale.
Miami Gardens wants to possibly develop the land near Sun Life Stadium, and the city is convinced it should legally be allowed to do so. So it is suing Miami-Dade County to allow that to happen. Miami Gardens was incorporated in 2003. The charter included a provision that requires city officials to ask the county for permission to develop the mostly vacant lots near the stadium. And now the city says it wants full independence to develop property for restaurants and retail stores. Miami Herald reporter Lance Dixon covers Miami Gardens.
Miami Gardens says they simply want the ability to do their own building permits, do their own zoning, and basically develop the area.
City leaders often complain that massive crowds stream into Sun Life Stadium for concerts and sports events, but don't actually spend any money around the city. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.